express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. You're in the know with Esther and Larry. Art on the air today. Stay in the know with Larry and Esther. Art on the air, our way. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world.
And welcome. You're listening to Art on the Air, WLP 103.1 FM, our weekly program covering arts and arts events in Valparaiso and throughout Northwest Indiana. I'm Larry Breckner of New Perspectives Photography, right alongside my co-host, Esther Golden of The Nest.
Aloha, everyone.
And we hope you enjoy that. And special opening for the show.
We should have had them just do it live.
Yeah, we could. Our theme music is by Billy Foster with a vocal by Renee Foster. We so appreciate the opening. I've gotten lots of comments
so
on
much.
It.
So much, and we're looking at them right now.
They're our guests today. You might say this is a special edition of the Jazz Nest Fest for Uptown in Michigan City, which we'll talk about later. Hey, our underwriters for Art on the Air of Valparaiso University's Brower Museum and our wonderful landlord who just re-upped with us, Walt Breidinger of Paragon Investments. If you'd like to find out more about leasing space in this historic technical building that's been here for a long, long time, there's great art spaces and things, call Walt at 219-462-5821. We'd like to thank them both for their generous support. We always like to give a shout-out to Greg Kovach, WVLP station manager, for getting us on the air and keeping us on the air.
Hip hip hooray, Greg.
You know, Art in the Air is now supported by an Indiana Arts Commission Arts Project grant. We got that through South Shore Arts and the part of the National Endowment for the Arts. That's a federal agency. Hey, if you're interested in being a guest or send us information about your arts-related events or exhibit, we'd like you to email us, and we really want to stress that. It makes our job so much easier because just Esther and I putting the show together at Art on the Air. WVLP@gmail.com. That's Art on the Air, WVLP@gmail.com. And that'd be great so we can put together the arts calendar every week for you and have it online.
And updated and current.
Hey, our program, along with all of our programs, streaming live at WVLP.org. So if you have trouble hearing us at 103.1 FM, you can hear us that way. It's also rebroadcast Mondays at 5 p.m. And you can listen to our entire show archive for over the past year at breck.com/AOTA. That's Breck, BRECH.com/AOTA. We also have our detailed arts calendar with hyperlinks, phone numbers, which we don't read on the air anymore, and everything. And our newest news that we've had is we are now covered at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, every Sunday at 7 p.m. So now we have a broader footprint.
So exciting.
And, of course, from almost nearly the beginning, WIUN Red Hawk Radio does carry us on their closed circuit station. So that's a great thing. Yeah. Hey, you know, we have support that we just talked about, but if you'd like to support the station, and especially our show, Esther and I would really invite you to give support directly to our show, because we are expanding the format quite a bit. It's not just about visual arts anymore. It's about authors and music and theater and even topics that are really even wider than that. You can get in touch with us at wvlp.org/support. We encourage you to underwrite at whatever level. We'll mention you at the beginning and end of the show. They'll mention you throughout the broadcast day. But whatever amount you can give, you can do. And we don't want you to just be a listener, though we appreciate your listenership. We'd like you to become a supporter or underwriter. And I say this every week, and it gets a smile out of Esther every time, but don't give till it hurts. Give till it feels good. And you'll feel so good about joining the WVLP family. So we'll get out, start with our arts calendar before we get to our wonderful guests here in the studio, because we got lots of stuff to talk about. In Porter County, Valparaiso University Center for the Arts, Brower Museum continues with the Betty LaDuke, Social Justice, and then Sue Kwok, The Cosmic Light Series, and Mark Fletcher, Winking Turtle. And the newest thing that we got from our previous host of the show, they have the new Neil Goodman sculpture that's out in Valpo University outdoors. So you get a chance to buzz by there. You can see that sculpture.
That's right. I saw it online. I haven't seen it in person yet.
I haven't seen it in person either, but it's there. Villa Gallery at Pines, one of our previous guests there, Jeffrey Baumgartner. Besides doing theater, he's an oil painter, and he's been doing it. He has an exhibit, the Village Gallery. They'll be running through January 9th. So he's there for 2 months. How about that? So that's in Valparaiso. Chesterton Arts Center. Well, there's a lot of things going on. In fact, yesterday I was at the teacher appreciation luncheon for all the new teachers that we have coming into everything. And they have so many classes I can't even talk about that. The current exhibit is Gift of Art. That's from the Iliana Artists, and that'll be running through November 29th. And then next month will be the Duneland Photography Club, and they'll be having their exhibit there. Speaking of Duneland Photography Club, they are currently, this is a Lake County thing, but I'll just go ahead and and throw it in here at the 8585 Broadway building in Merrillville, and they have an exhibit going on there too. So beginning of every Wednesday of every month, Mark Vanderwein, they have stained glass, they have night ceramics, they have a bunch of classes there, too many. Art Barn, well, Art Barn is doing their holiday gift gallery, and that's currently running through early January. They have special events on November 30th, the Treasure Box Workshop. Friday, December 6th, they have Mom's Night Out. They have a holiday ornament party in December 14th and 15th. And every fourth Friday, they do a open mic night. So tonight, November 22nd, they have an open mic night. You can go there at 5 to 7 p.m. and you know, show us your talent there. So that's at the Art Barn. Depot Museum and Art Gallery this weekend also on the 23rd, 24th. They're doing their special holiday show sale. I got a few items there too. They called me and said, hey, we're going to put them on sale. The Depot is on Beverly Shores, US 12. So if you get a chance, that's the last thing before they kind of close for the season and reopen in the spring. You can go see there all the wonderful work of a wide variety of artists. The Ellen Firm Gallery right around the corner. Well, they continue with Julie Canonza's studio, Arts and Friends, a wide variety of her students and everything there. And that's the Ellen Firm Gallery. They'll be running through the rest of this month of November. Come by and see it. That's on US 12 there. Memorial Opera House. Well, they're busy doing many things, but they've just finished their Veterans Day lunchtime cabaret, and they're getting ready to do some great things at holiday time. We talked about concerts they're having there with our guests. We had the LaPorte Symphony on and South Shore Orchestra, so they're going to have a bunch of things going on.
Interesting show.
Dig the Dunes. Well, guess what? They have just have a calendar release party on December 8th from 2 to 5 p.m. Yes, yours truly. Is now Miss October.
Was that a late sort of?
Well, no. I think what they said they for some reason they got my emails messed up, and they on last Sunday they said, "Oh, we picked your photo for that, but we sent you the wrong email. Can you get it to us in a few hours? We're ready to go to lay out and print." So I did. So also Wendy Marciniak from Chestnut Arts Center got one of her photos in. So it's a great event. And it's a great calendar. So you can see that. That's Dig the Dunes calendar release party. And they will be at the Patina Vintage Goods in Michigan City, so you can find out information. Chicago State Theater, they'll be doing kind of a rep thing starting actually today, November 22nd through December 15th. On alternate nights, they're doing Santaland and the Best Christmas Pageant Ever. You can find out information on that in Valparaiso, but they'll be doing that all the way through December 15th. Nine Bad Basses, you got to say it very carefully. On November 30th, they'll be doing at Perea of Valparaiso, they're doing a ticket of improv and everything like that. 4th Street Theater, and this guest is coming on sometime later. We're going to have a November 30th, we'll have a Christmas favorite, Grant Fitch, doing his one-man Charles Dickens show, a holiday classic, and that's at the 4th Street Theater in Chesterton. Also, they have auditions on December 1st and 2nd. You can find information online for Art, and that's the name of the show, and it'll be running in March, so you can find out that. And also in December, when we'll tell you the dates more, but it's there, they have a Naughty or Nice improv show by the Imp Productions at Carriage Court in Crown Point. So that's what we got going on in Porter County. What do we have going on in LaPorte County?
Boy, oh boy, LaPorte County's busy. So the Thaddeus C. Gallery is located in downtown LaPorte. Please visit them. They're fabulous. Lebesnik Center for the Arts, Living Architecture. That exhibit runs through January 4th, 2020 in all three galleries. In the NIPSCO Art Education Studio, there's the work of area artist Dorothy Graydon, and that exhibit runs through December 2nd and is called Perceived Realities. In the additional NIPSCO Art Education Studio is an exhibit by the Social and Learning Institute in Paladin, and that runs through January 4th of 2020, and that is called As We See It. Rising Phoenix Gallery, their November exhibit is the 18 Artists Collective, so you'll see some acrylics, some oils, watercolors, and sculpture. SFC Gallery, their November exhibiting artist is the former host of Art on the Air, Melissa Washburn.
I saw the exhibit. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it is wonderful.
Her work is so detailed, too. It's just amazing.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. It's a beautiful exhibit. Blink Contemporary Art is exhibiting the work of Suzanne Cohen Lang and Rick Lang. Michigan City Messiah is coming up December 21st at 7 p.m., December 22nd at 3 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Michigan City. That's 9th and Washington Street. Admission is free. Seating is limited. You can go online to order free tickets at MCMESSIAH.com, MCMessiah.com. Nest is exhibiting the work of Robert Serco with the exhibit Me, Myself, and Eyes. It's his recent paintings and drawings. Every third Saturday, there is the Every Kind of Talent Show with Captain Ambivalent. It's open mic meets vaudeville meets show and tell. Friday, November 22nd, Roger Batten with My Path Bibliotherapy presents new tales of the holiday season, emerging perspectives. We're going to have about seven storytellers, and then so that'll last from 7 to 9, and then at 10 p.m., 9 to 10 p.m., there will be an open mic for storytellers. And so it should be very interesting with holiday being the theme. We'll have a cash bar, and we look forward to seeing you all. Saturday, November 23rd, a concert with Walk Among Us. They're a cover band, punk cover band, with the Misfits as their as the band that they're
and
they're
dancing.
Covering.
Yeah,
yeah, it's like so wonderful.
And Sarah's starts so excited about playing a real piano.
I know, I saw that post. It was so good, and they did a really great video clip. So please look at the event page for tomorrow, November.
The Nest page,
right? The Nest, Michigan City. Or probably Walk Among Us, too. I'm sure they have it posted as well. Sunday, November 24th is the Writing Out Loud series at 2 p.m. in collaboration with the Michigan City Public Library. This will be the last in the series, and it's been just a tremendously enriching collaboration for us. I love the library. Monday, November 25th through December 9th and December 23rd will be Therachi, Tai Chi Meditation for health and relaxation, and therapeutic Qigong and mindful movement meditation with Christy Putnam. Saturday, November 30th, yay, our first annual Foster Golden Uptown Jazz Nest Fest with yay. Billy and Renee Foster, who are right here. Great lineup of jazz, so free jazz and refreshments and fun, and I can't wait to talk about it. I'm almost done with this with the calendar, and then we can get to it after after Lake County. Friday, December 6th is First Friday, and we'll have the Drum Circle at 6:30, but it's also a fundraiser for the Humane Society of the Dunes. Sandy Setlick, an artist, will have her really charming watercolor prints in card form available for sale, and 100% of the proceeds will go to the Humane Society of the Dunes. Saturday, December 7th, a free concert, the Jazz Mates. And Sunday, December 8th, the third annual Movable Art Feast holiday pop-up. And oh boy, do we have a great lineup of artists for that. More events and details on the Nest Michigan City Facebook page.
And that's LaBorte County. Wow.
There it is.
Well, we're going to move on to Lake County real quick here, Studio 659. They extended the call for art for arm and a leg, so you can contact them. Their Halloween-themed show, Bump in the Night, is getting ready to come down, so you can see that. And they'll make the transition to arm and a leg. So Studio 659 in Whiting. South Shore Arts. Well, they got lots of things going on. Bachman Gallery is also going to do a thing that is open November 19th called Things That Go Bump in the Night. And they'll be running through February 2nd. Atrium Gallery continues with the Pathway to the Beach just this weekend, and then they're going to switch that out. Crown Point Branch is still got something in the air. From the Artist in Residence, that's running through December 7th, so that'll be a great thing. Stub Station, number 9 in Valparaiso, Julio Gallery Voice Reception, he's running there also through November. Toll Theater, Judy Crawford for your consideration, running through this month, and Cafe Fresco, closing this weekend, so you have one last chance to see it in Crown Point. Joey Lax, Photos of the Region. Miller Beach and Arts, they're still continuing with their Anatomy of the Artists at the Miller Beach, and it may be a little tough to get to, because they're working on Lake Street there, but you know what? If you go there, you'll be doing it. That'll be running through November. Also, they have lots of things. They do a Fourth Friday event. You can find a whole bunch of things on their email on our site. South Lake Artist Co-op. I just talked to Kelly Lachata, who kind of coordinates that group. They nickname themselves Slack, and the people that participate are Slackers. Anyway, on November 23rd, they have their 10th anniversary show. I've actually exhibited with them in the past, and that's at the Paul Henry Gallery in Hammond, in an old downtown. It's in an old hardware store. By the way, Paul Henry every Thursday has a acoustic night that they do, and then they also do jazz there occasionally.
Yes.
So that's at the Paul Henry. Besides the other things, they're doing Crackle at the Sip Coffee House in Highland and Texture at the Sip Coffee House in Crown Point. So that's Slack. Tony Lipka, also known as Pants Are Optional, that's his nickname. Tony Lipka.
Because he wears short pants, not yes. because he doesn't wear
right.
pants.
Right. Well, but it's more fun. It's more fun to leave the imagination on that
I
one.
But you need to say that. I think
we're a family friendly show here.
Yeah, it is. But he goes by Tony Pants Are Optional.
Not square pants.
Yeah. He's a fun guy. His real job is a framer, so he has a framing business. Anyway, he has a solo show at the New Harbor Weeks in East Chicago. It's a brand new exhibiting space. Another kind of shoot-off of this whole group is the Dire Art Visionaries, known as Dave. How clever. They're doing Space Energy Time, and that will be going up at the Wild Rose Brewery in Griffith. Theater at the Center. I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas there. They're running through December 22nd. They have dinner theater events, so that's the musical that's based on the motion picture, so you can enjoy that with all the famous Irving Berlin music that's going on there. And then starting in February, they'll be doing Almost Heaven. You can find out information. That's music by John Denver, so it's an adaptation of John Denver music and a kind of retrospective. Genesius Guild will be hosting Makeshift Up. I have to say it very carefully. And they're doing Whose Line Is It Anyway? And that's November 30th. You can find out information about that at the Genesius Guild. It's an improv group there. Lakeshore Community Concerts. Well, you can find out what's coming up. They just had the Sons of Serendipity on, and they have a whole season of things. I worked with them for, many, many years when I was at Munster, and they bring in like 6 concerts a year, so you can see what's going on there. And the Northwest Indiana Symphony. Well, guess what time it is? It's holiday pop season. And because where they're at, they're now at the Living Hope Church in Merivale. They have multiple concert days, December 11th, 12th, and 13th, all at 7:30. It'll feature the Symphony Chorus, the Crown Point High School Choir, directed by the one and only Bill Woods, my partner in crime and theater for many years at Munster, and the Plum Grove Strings, so you can find out information about that. So that's all we have in Lake County. Again, if you want to get your event on, it's so easy, and we prefer you to do it this way, called artontheairwvlp@gmail.com. Send it to us. We'll get you on the air and on our website and everything, and you can find out so much about that and also support. Well, the exciting thing we like to talk about on Art in the Air, WVLP 103.1 FM, is we have a Jazz Nest Fest, an Uptown Jazz Nest Fest coming up in very, very soon. And it's going to be a great event. It's going to feature different jazz artists throughout the day. And we have the one and only Billy and Renee Foster here, who are just an absolute delight.
We're going to be swinging in Michigan City on November 30th.
And so welcome to the show. We so appreciate you guys being here.
Good morning, Larry.
It's always a pleasure.
It's always a pleasure to have you. Well, we have you here every week, at the beginning
and
end of our show.
You should see us. We're all smiling so
big. We always smile with this. And I like to say
on
air.
So happy to see them.
That we really appreciate that opening. It really brands our show correctly.
Well, good. I'm happy to hear that.
It's a special piece for two special people.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Very sweet.
Well, Billy has been a respected pianist and composer and educator, radio show host. He's regularly heard on WGVE with Jazz Zone.
Right.
And so he's not familiar. He's a retired educator. You're still at IUN, though. I guess they didn't schedule classes this semester for some reason.
Right.
Yeah, Bloomington screwed up, right?
We'll be there in January.
There you go. And anything. So he has a long, long career. Got his MM degree from Roosevelt University. He did additional work at New York University. So he's just an excellent all-around guy. And then we have this wonderful bride here, Renee Miles Foster.
Actually, that's the truth. We're going to be married on the 27th of November, 21 years.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Well, fantastic.
Yeah, so I'm celebrating.
That's
actually
great.
I celebrate every day, as I told you last time.
Yes.
Christmas. Is every day. And I'm going for the gusto.
Well, there
I
you
just
go.
Said that to somebody on the phone today about Thanksgiving. They're like, "Are you doing anything for Thanksgiving?" And I said, "It's Thanksgiving every day."
Yeah.
It really is. It really is. Though it's nice to celebrate specific. Yeah. And you don't have to celebrate on any one day. You can celebrate every day.
Every
Be thankful
day.
When you wake up in the morning and
that's
do
truth.
Something.
That's the right. truth. And that's part of why we wanted to pull this project together with the influence influence from Esther, the Nester. And that's how we ended up with the Jazz Nest Fest.
It's, I know, we were just playing with words.
Foster, Golden, and we were walking down the street, and we said, well, Esther, you have a nest, so we got to have the Jazz Nest Fest. But then the community unity came in there.
Oh, I love community unity.
And it really is important that people understand that. You know, we have had a lot of life experiences, and one of them is folks dying, and it's just been a little too much right along now. And it's oftentimes important for people to realize that you can't wait to do things. You have to do them in the moment. Right. You have to be present. And we're asking people to think about that and bring their friends and family and then come socialize with us. And then you won't have to say, well, I didn't see them this year or last month, but I can have a good time. So you're going to have a party in our party.
Yes. I mean, after Thanksgiving, it just seems like a beautiful thing to do with the family. Just
That's
come out and have a relaxing time listening to some great music.
And it truly is going to be great because these guys are something else. They've been playing. They have a passion for it.
You know, we were talking off air, and we want to talk about this now, is how jazz is not being heard as much as it should be. You know, it's first of all, it's such a fundamental American form of music. I mean, along with the American musical, which they were actually kind of, I call symbiotic, because a lot of jazz musicians from ragtime, you know, went into production music and everything like that, and that became a thing. But, you know, we're not hearing as much jazz. And any reason why you think that might be, or...
Well, before we get into that, though, I would like to say that this event is November the 30th.
We'll hit next it next week.
We'll hit it multiple times
Saturday,
in the show.
November 30th, and the admission is free, and it's at the First Presbyterian Church in Michigan City at 9th and Washington, 121 West 9th Street. So I would like to mention that. And then,
Thank you.
We'll mention it multiple times.
Yes, it's coming up very, very, very soon.
But we'll talk about
jazz. Saying there.
Yeah, why do you
But
think,
don't you think there's like a whole new crop of jazz musicians, like Esperanza Spalding, and a lot of artists seem to always have an album that they do. They do jazz classics sometimes.
But to your point that, yes, there are new musicians and great musicians out there. But we have to really look at the global perspective. It's a lot of times, it's a dumbing down of our society, you know, where we were at a certain level. Most people that are our age now, you were taught to do certain things, to do them to your best ability. And now we have a that'll do attitude. And sometimes in saying that, you have to encompass a lot of things. You know, like they say, I want to be a man of all seasons, four seasons. Well, some people aren't that way. They just get into a specific rut and they're there. And to me, when you stay in one rut and you become stagnated, you stink. You've got to really kind of broaden yourself. Yeah. And so I feel, with jazz and the arts, we have to come back up to a certain level, a certain standard, where it's appreciated, it's a value, and it's of importance. And then when you say that, then you can celebrate all the arts. We don't have to just be defined by one. And you can be appreciative of classical and jazz and whatever. And most musicians at times, Billy had, for instance, one of his directors of the music department at one school, she happened to sit in on his class with a student, and she said, I couldn't understand a thing. But they said that they value classical music at a higher level than jazz. But you have to really understand the history and some of the information that is of importance in saying that this is America's only indigenous art form.
Yeah.
You know, so it's...
And actually,
it's
growing up, like when I was a teenager, I mean, you heard about jazz clubs all the time, like going out to the jazz club, and you just don't really...
Yeah, we talked about that last show, like going to Ratso's and...
Right.
And the ones downtown, the Happy
Room.
Medium.
Oh, but yeah. I think that the music has to be exposed on radio and TV.
Right.
In order for, I mean, you don't go hear what you don't know exists.
Right.
You know, so if you don't know it even exists or you've never heard it, there's no place to hear it that's, you know, mass media really is what you need. Like Chicago has a healthy club scene. The clubs still do exist. So there are places in New York, there are places where you can go to hear the music, not nearly as many as there used to be.
Right.
I mean, they used to be in every nook and cranny you could hear the music, but people don't go to hear what they don't know exists.
And you know, and
it's true. It used to feature in movies, too,
sure.
Jazz clubs and stuff, but you're right, I don't...
The one thing that we do have is a pretty healthy... high school scene,
right.
College scene, that you have a jazz band now in almost every other high school where you didn't have that before.
Right.
But when you say it's of importance, though, and I hear what you're saying about the different scenes, and they need the exposure, which I understand what you're saying. And it also has to be a significant part of the history of the Americas, the people
right.
of America. Because when you go over to Europe, like in Germany and Frankfurt, Munich, Switzerland, all over in there, if there is an artist that was of prevalence in any specific period, as they aged, they still were of importance. They valued them. So
right.
when they came to perform, I had a friend that I mentioned that the last time we were here, Donna Hightower Van Oltreve. Mm-hmm. And she was a professional singer, international singer. And as she aged and returned, they would just applaud her appearances. They would clamor to hear what she had to say, what she had to sing. So I just think that a lot of times people don't make it significant. You know, it's a value, and that is why we're also doing this event, to celebrate the arts, celebrate
and
the gift
give it
of
the
life.
Prominence that
yes.
it needs,
deserves.
Which
right.
is why rather than just have a concert, we're doing a fest.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, I don't think you guys are involved in the other arts a lot. Do you think that in our country the arts are held in the same esteem that they do the arts
anywhere else?
No,
no,
they aren't. And
yeah.
I'll tell you why.
Absolutely
the NEA
not.
Funding yeah. is actually quite low, like per capita in our country. Mm-hmm. Then you take smaller countries that have the higher percentage per capita that supports the arts in general.
Yes.
And the arts are always under assault. I mean, in the new budget that just was proposed.
Mm-hmm. Even in the schools.
Right. But
which is sad.
But like the new budget has eliminated money for public broadcasting, National Endowment for the Humanities, and National Endowment for the Arts. Now that's not going to happen because Congress will override it. But that's coming up every time. So yeah, there isn't the support at that level in our country. So
and you remember,
we don't
they tried
hold
to
it.
Take away Big Bird and Sesame Street.
Right.
But we don't have to hold it at the same value as
no. So true.
So hopefully we'll be able to talk to the new person over the Smithsonian, who is
Lonnie Bunch. Bush.
Yeah. And
is
we
it Bunch
can
Bush? Bunch.
I think it's Bunch.
Lonnie Bunch.
And then what we can do is rally to get support from the various radio stations and the people in the communities that understand that music is a gift of life. It's a power of music that really makes its presence known. When you see the young people, it happened to be yesterday that while we were at the University of Chicago, we had, I saw a grandmother with her grandson. Instead of him using his cell phone to play games, she was teaching him about the cities, and he'd have to tell her what was the abbreviation for the city and various things. But along that point, as far as her encouraging this child, she also ended up having a conversation with Billy and I about the arts and how important it is that the child learn to play an instrument, and that it would enrich his life and help his brain. And there are studies that really just hit on those points that say that it enhances the person's character and their personality because they then are enriched and they share their talents with
Them. And the other thing about studying music, and then we're going to listen to some from the jazz, or that's one of the artists coming to the Jazz Fest, is it's, first of all, you're learning a language. Because reading music is a language, and even if you don't read music, learning that. But you also learn many techniques that are mathematical and everything. So you're right. Music trains you, even if you don't become a musician and everything. And I think I told the story the last time. My mom always wanted me to be a musician of some kind. And I played trumpet for a while. She had me playing piano at 5 and organ and things. And then when I really kind of gave that up because I went to theater – 95% of what I directed was musical theater, because I can still cut a score. Say, okay, we cut from here to here for the dance. Mm-hmm. And I have a very good intuitive sense. In fact, one of the things I do, Billy will laugh at this, is when my organ teacher, she would want me to sight read something, and I would say, can you play through it once? And I'd hear it, and then I was very good. And I'm a very good ear player. Yeah. And my mom would get so angry with, don't let him do that. But everything. Well, what we're going to do is we're still talking about Jazz Nest Fest with Billy Foster's All-Star. And one of the people that we're going to hear, which we heard once at the Nest, is Carl Cohen. He's a tenor saxophonist, longtime person. And the cut we're going to listen to is Voyage. So here's Carl Cohen. He's going to be the first one up at 2 o'clock at Jazz Nest Fest. Trouble with that CD, but you get a little idea of what that is.
I got that CD from a friend.
Well, we won't invite that friend to the show. That happens sometimes, you know, when you're live
it
radio.
Does.
But that was Carl Cohen playing saxophone.
Well, we can hear Carl on my CD.
Okay. And go ahead and tell us what we should play.
If you play Moving On, you'll hear Carl on
Moving On
saxophone on my CD.
And how long have you known Carl?
Oh, gosh. Well, this is a story.
Okay.
Years ago, I was a part of the Valparaiso University faculty jazz trio.
Was that with Jeffrey Brown?
That was with Jeff Brown and Bruce Evans. And we were playing at the Michigan City Library. And after we finished, an older gentleman came up to us and said, well, my son plays the saxophone. And he's going to Berklee School of Music at the time. This must have been 30-some years ago. And usually when you hear that, the person they're talking about can't play or sing. But well, we said, we'll have to meet him. And sure enough, when his son did get back to town, we did meet him, and Carl's a fabulous player.
Oh, my gosh.
As you'll be able to hear on this CD.
He's a fabulous player, and he's also a comedian. He can tell
really?
Jokes.
See,
funny.
When I saw him at the Nest, he was very straight-laced and didn't hear the comic side of him.
One of my favorite Carl courses. At one point, we were doing, we went to Fort Wayne to do several schools in a week's time. We were doing like three schools a day, and this happened in Maryville when we were doing schools, and we went in the gym and we sat up, and this was an elementary school, and the kids came in and they kind of dimmed the lights, and Carl said, well, we have a one milk minimum here.
Good way to go. Well, now we're going to listen to another one. This is on your album.
This is one of my albums. Yeah, this is called Portrait, the album is. And we're going to hear something from a cut called Moving On.
Okay. Well, let's listen to Billy Foster and Carl Cohen on this cut.
Thank you.
And that was Billy Foster's All-Stars Jazz. And then you heard Carl Cohen, who's going to be, after Billy's riffing on jazz history, he's going to be the one at 2 o'clock on the Jazz Nest Fest on November 30th. It's a Saturday, and it's a free admission, and there'll be great food there. It's in Michigan City. I said the Presbyterian Church is, I guess you said Washington. And
It is Washington, yes.
I said it was close enough. The church
Franklin.
Is almost a Franklin.
It's in between, right?
It's close enough. It's a
big
church between Franklin and everything on 9th Street. You can't miss it. And that's I Thought About You. That was from your album, wasn't it?
Right.
What would you describe your style of jazz, styles of jazz do you play?
I would call it just straight ahead jazz.
Straight ahead.
Yeah. The style actually would be post bop.
Okay. Yeah.
Post hard bop.
When you say post bop and hard bop, people don't always know all of what you're talking about.
Right. So that's why they should come. That's why they should come on the 30th.
Especially the beginning part and listen to you.
Right. They'll learn the history of jazz right. at 1 to 1:30. You'll hear Billy riffing on the history of jazz.
From 1 so. to 1:30, yes.
I can say this about him. He is interesting. I've heard his stories and everything for years, and just recently I learned some new things about you. You know, about the different places and stuff. You tell me, you know, when you're with somebody for years, they tell you the stories over and over again. Eventually, you learn, you know, something new. You know, so I'm just getting to the point. I guess 21 years, we just cracked the nut, and we're just going to go ahead, and he's going to tell me all these wonderful things. Right?
Right.
So how, just so our audience knows, what's straight ahead jazz versus some other styles, just as comparison?
The music came into being in the very...
Don't give away too much now. We want you to come to the jazz
nest. But we do want to have a little bit, taste of it.
A little
bit.
Yeah,
look, the very late 1800s, beginning of the 1900s, and... It happens that the first 60, 70, 80, 90 years of it kind of broke into some kind of definite style, so that you have what we call New Orleans or collective jazz, really collective improv, the first part of it. And then in the 20s, the music moved up to Chicago, and that had a style. And then in the 30s, you had the big swing bands.
Right.
And I don't want to talk about the rest of them because these are the things that I'm going to talk about.
Right. But they're broken into segments.
Yeah. And each kind of jazz is a different style and different things to
You had like Stan Getz bringing the bossa nova influence in for a long time.
And we have to make sure that when Billy does the classes and the concerts that are hosted but presented by Indiana University, their senior classes, that we send the information to you so that you'll aware of it. We just recently had,
one on jazz pianos, the history of jazz piano.
And I said jazz giants of piano, but it was a lot of fun. And people came from all over, and it was at St. Timothy Community Church, and sometimes they host the programs at Indiana University on Northwest on Broadway and Garrett.
Oh, sure.
And then we did one not very long ago at the Crown Point Library. We did one on the history of jazz.
And that was a huge crowd.
Yeah, I was going to try to get out to that, and I had a conflict. Yeah, I would.
Oh.
They had it in the paper. It was on the radio. I think Tom Lounges helped a lot, too, the advertising and that type of thing.
Well, we want to hear your singing style. And what we have, we have I Thought About You. I Thought About You. And it's tell us a little bit about the background of the song, then.
I took a trip on a train.
Okay.
And I thought about you. And this
Me?
Song.
Me? Personally? No.
If you choose to be the one I'm thinking about, I'll say yes. Well, basically, I would listen to Etta Jones and Billie Holiday a lot. And this is one of the songs that Etta Jones would sing. And she became a personal friend of mine. And a lot of the tunes that she sang, I wanted to learn them. And right. this is one that I did learn. And it really talks about a person on their travels. And they were on a train, and they took a trip, and they thought about this individual.
Well, this is wonderful. That's a great setup. You're going to be here. You'll hear Renee at the Jazz Nest Fest November 30th on Saturday. First Presbyterian Church, free admission. So and you're going to hear her right now. I Thought About You.
I took a trip on a train and I thought about you. I passed a shadowy lane and I thought about you. Two or three cars parked under the stars, a winding stream, moon shining down on some little town. Would each dream the same old dream? And every stop that we made, well, I thought about you. But when I pulled down the shade, well, I really felt blue. I peeped through the crack, looked at the track, one leading back to you. And what did I do? I thought about you. A shadowy lane, and I thought about you. Two or three cars parked under the stars, a winding stream, moon shining down on some little town. And with each beam, the same old dream, and every stop that we made, well, I thought about you. But when I pulled down the shade, well, I really felt blue. I peeped through the crack, looked at the track, one leading back to you. And what did I do? Yes, what did I do? Well, what did I do? I thought about you.
And you're listening on Art on the Air, WVLP 103.1 FM. You just heard the beautiful voice of Renee Miles
Billy,
Foster.
That was so wonderful.
Thank you so much.
I want to listen to the whole album. Right?
And if you want to hear more of Renee singing with the Billy Foster's Jazz All-Stars, you can hear them at Jazz Nest Fest, and you can't miss it. It's on Saturday, November 30th. It'll be starting at 1 o'clock with Billy riffing on the history of jazz. We were talking a little bit about that off mic. You'll hear the wonderful Carl Cohen, Renee.
At
3:45, and then you'll have Henry Johnson, which we're going to squeeze in and listen to him in just a minute. He's an international jazz guitarist. He'll be there at 5:30. And the thing is, there's going to be food and refreshments there, so it's going to be a whole festival celebration. So if you're not there, you're going to be square. Be there on time. It's going to be a great event. And we're hoping to make this an annual event.
Yes, and it's great jazz music, refreshments, and you.
And you. I love it.
And we want you to be part of that. So make sure you spread the word on that. We're really excited about it.
The church is a very comfortable place to relax.
Facility.
It's beautiful.
It is. Beautiful.
The seats are
sanctuary.
Comfortable. There's plenty of room to move around. We want you to come in.
And it's a historic site in Michigan City. So, you know, the ones that are members of the church, I'm sure they'll be happy to share their information.
Oh, sure. Sure. We have information on our page, Art on the Air. You can see a little linkage there. I put a little underscore of Billy's music under it there, you know, when I did that. So
I know. Make sure. It's so good.
But, you know, and I've shared it with at least 200 people.
Well, you go, girl.
Yeah. I think I got to sending things out. So the website said, stop, cease and desist. Don't send anymore.
Well, I
never had that happen before.
I've been posting on all social media that I'm connected with, and I've been pushing out to other things like Northwest Indiana Creative Professionals and Leadership Northwest Indiana, a whole bunch of other groups that put it out there. So it's important. So we have one more artist on here. I don't want to make sure we have enough time to get Henry Johnson in there. Tell us a little bit about your association with Henry Johnson real quick.
Well, I've known Henry since he was in high school. And he's a great, great guitarist.
How long is that, Billy?
Two or 3 years ago.
No, tell the truth. No, that's over 50. No, over 60. No, over 72 years.
No. I've known Henry since 1970.
Okay.
Yeah. And however many years that is.
But yeah, we you know, this is an art show. We don't do math.
Yeah. He's played with Ramsey Lewis, and he spent 13 years with the vocalist Joe Williams and Stanley Turrentine, and he has some albums with Nancy Wilson and Freddie Hubbard on them, and just a number of people Henry's played with through the years. This particular cut was recorded on a cruise ship, the QE2, on a jazz cruise.
That'd be the kind of cruise I would like to go on, a jazz cruise, you know. So
they're great. They're great.
So you'll hear Henry Johnson, international jazz guitarist, at 5:30. The cut we're listening to is Oleo. So there's Henry Johnson. Yeah, we want to take it out there. That was Henry Johnson, international jazz guitarist. And Jazz Fest coming up Saturday, November 30th. And that'll be at the First Presbyterian Church on 9th Street between Franklin and Washington. It's free admission. And we have a couple of sponsors, too. The Michigan City Main Street Association and a jazz station from our good friend Dan Binder, who I work with a little bit at Lakeshore, WDCB 90.9 FM. They're also helping sponsor it along with a lot of other things. And, of course, yeah. The Nest.
The Nest and Repo Graphic Arts and Art and Science Works.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're all working to make this happen. Renee has some final thought here, and then we'll wrap up here in just a minute. So, Renee?
Life is like a camera. Focus on what's important. Capture the good times. Develop from the negatives. And if things don't go working out your way, take another shot. The best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others.
And listen to jazz.
And listen
at the
to jazz.
November 30th.
November 30th, Jazz Nest Fest. Sure. Billy, you have any final thoughts here? We got about a minute left.
Well, we'd like to see everybody for a great time on November 30th, 2019.
Just come.
At the First Presbyterian Church. Yeah, everybody come. We're going to have a ball.
And have a party in our party.
Yes. It'll be a great time. It's a family-friendly entertainment. Billy Foster's Jazz All-Stars. We'll have Carl Cohen saxophone at 2 o'clock. Renee Miles Foster, jazz vocalist at 3:45. And the Henry Johnson, who we just heard, international jazz guitarist at 5:30. If you can't stay for the whole thing, come for one part of another. We just love to see you out.
And come and go.
Celebrating November birthday babies.
Sure.
We're going to have lots of cake.
And anniversaries. And everything for November.
So you come out, Jazz Nest Fest. That's the Uptown Jazz. It's a festival. Come out at 1 o'clock if you want to learn about the history of jazz. Billy's going to riff on that. And you'll learn a lot about what's going on. So I'd like to thank you
guys
for being
here. They'll be dancing in the aisles.
Yes.
Yeah, come on.
Or at least grooving in the aisles with jazz.
Swinging in the aisles.
Swinging and grooving. Well, you've been listening to Art in the Air, and our guests today are the wonderful Billy Foster and Renee Miles Foster. We appreciate them being here, and we're working with them on this, too, to make it happen. Art in the Air is heard every Friday at 11 a.m. We're rebroadcast Monday at 5 p.m. And now we're heard Sunday at 7 p.m. on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. And, of course, on Red Hawk Radio at WIUN. Thanks to Greg Kovach, once again, our station
manager.
Thank you
so much, Greg.
Helped a lot with making sure we got things on the air today.
Thank you so much.
Our underwriters for our show, Art on the Air, are the Brower Museum at Valparaiso University and our landlord, Walt Breidinger of Paragon Investments. Hey, Art on the Air is supported by Indiana Arts Commission Project Grant, part of the National Endowments of the Art. Again, if you're interested in being on the show, send us information, whatever you want to do, that'd be great. It's Art on the Air, WVLP at gmail.com. Next week, we have from the Indiana Ballet Theater, who's upcoming Nutcracker, Gloria Tui, the founder of it, and he's bringing her daughter Amanda along, and they'll be talking about the upcoming Nutcracker Ballet. So see you right here next week on 103.1 FM, Art on the Air.
Aloha, everyone. Have a terrific week.
Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. You're in the know with Esther and Larry, Art on the Air today. Stay in the know with Larry and Esther, Art on the Air our way. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart.